I am super excited to announce that we now have a formal partnership with The Prospect Wizard. And when I say wizard, I mean wizard. Obviously, you have a website. This allows you to convert your website traffic visitors directly into leads. It's not just another chatbot, and it's not AI, but it allows a visitor to call, text, or leave a voicemail. Immediately goes to you, your sales team, or anyone else in the club instantly. MIT shows a study that if you contact a lead within 10 minutes, chance of them converting goes up 9 times that of the average. We got the Atlanta clubs on it, Vita Fitness, Gold's Gym, Mountainside, City Fitness Philly, College Park. Become one of the next Halo companies to deploy the wizard. It's easy to use. Go to theprospectwizard.com. Get a free 30-day trial. Talk to my boy, Dave Gallen. He will get you all set up and let the leads flow based on the wizard. Go get them.
This is Pete Moore on Halo Talks NYC. I have the pleasure of having Monica Martyr on from Form 50 Fitness. If you haven't heard about it yet in Miami or coming to New York, you're going to learn about it now and you're going to get into the studio later. So Monica, welcome to your first podcast. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. This is it's very exciting to be here and to be chatting with you and the Halo world.
Awesome. So thank you for using our acronym. So we're going to change the world with the Health Active Lifestyle Outdoor Community, and we are going to solve loneliness, obesity, and diabetes. And we're going to make sure entrepreneurs like you build the biggest business you can. So talk about how you got into the space. Talk about the location in Miami. Obviously, there's been a lot of population growth down there since COVID. And then moving into New York, coming in May and taking over an old soul cycle. So take it away.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things to unpack here. So the first studio I opened in 2018. That was really from a real desperation of trying to find a workout that was low impact, that had a functional strength training component that was not traditional Pilates, because we are not Pilates, so we can start off with that. But I was really seeking for that moody environment that was extremely popular. It's still very popular, that provides results, right? So I traveled a lot for my corporate job at the time. So I had a lot of exposure to seeing what was going on around the country. And obviously, I was based out of New York, so I knew what that market looked like. And I really found, you know, a big need for this. There's a big need for this. So that's kind of where it came from. Form 50 is not a Pilates brand. We are functional strength training, and we happen to use a reformer. So, gotcha. Yep.
So one of the most interesting things that came out of COVID is that anything related to group workouts that are on your own machine and are socially distanced has grown exponentially versus some of the other types of modalities where you're switching or you're moving pieces of equipment or you're kind of breathing on other people. When you got into this, what kind of research did you do, or, you know, what led you to the reformer, and what is like the DNA of the programming?
Yeah. So when I first started, usually people that use this modality, they are in a little bit of a box. So they either practice the Legree method or they are more focused on the traditional Pilates method. So for me, when I was traveling and taking classes at all these different places, I saw a huge opportunity, because it's low impact, for us to create more results, get their heart rate up a little bit higher, so it's not such a sleepy kind of workout, and deliver those results that we're all really looking for, right?
Yeah. So from the Legree machine, obviously, you know, that's a licensing and a territory type of deal. You know, SLT in New York was one of the first Legree licensees that kind of picked up a lot of steam of getting people results very quickly and seeing body changes.
When we opened, Pete, we were a Legree studio. So in 2018, my Astoria location was a Legree studio. And in February of 2020, right before the pandemic, I had made a huge investment and took a big loss to get out of my Legree arrangement because I knew that my brand was going to grow. And being with Legree, I had extreme limitations. So right. That was kind of how that all went down. And then obviously COVID happened March of 2020. So my brand new equipment, you know, was just staring at us for 7 months.
Sure. So, you know, as you take a look at going down to Miami, what was the impetus for that? And did you model your studio off of any, you know, other brands that you, you know, were enamored with or did research on? Or did you kind of say, look, I'm going down my own path and here's like uniqueness to the business model?
Yeah. So we didn't copy and paste what other brands like Solid Core are doing or Body Rock or, you know, some of the bigger players in this space. That's not of interest. 450 is its own category. We're focused on what we're doing and where we do it best. You know, some of the big differentiators with us is the experience. The coaching is something that I take extreme pride in, and there's a big education and component that goes into that. So that's an area where we're continuing to evolve and grow as our business continues to evolve and grow. So that's exciting. But yeah, to answer your question, I moved down to Miami myself personally, May of 2020. So when I realized, you know, hey, my business isn't opening and I don't need to be four blocks away for proximity, you know, I came down to visit my family and basically was like, wow, there's no COVID here. And, you know, I barely had any money at the time. You know, the first 18 months of the business was prior to COVID. I was putting all the money back into the business. And, you know, the last few pennies that I had, you know, we bootstrapped yet again during COVID to get this place open and just functioning. And so the brand wouldn't die. That was a big fear of mine. You know, I spent my whole life working to create this brand. It was doing fantastic before COVID. And, you know, just not knowing what was going to happen is what led me to open the Miami studio, which is our second location. And then now we're kind of heading back to New York. We opened up our Williamsburg location in July, and we have our flagship opening this May. So it's really exciting stuff. We have four awesome locations open in under 6 years. We have COVID through it all and coming out stronger than ever.
This is Pete Moore. I want to let you in on a little secret. There's this company called Promotion Vault, and what they do is they give out rewards from retailers that allow you to incentivize your members without having to do zero down and 1 month free, or giving away shakes, or giving away t-shirts. What you want to do is build a rewards program that lasts, that people value, and that doesn't discount your own products and services. So here's the deal. There's something called Rewards Vault. The Rewards Vault is going to allow a member to set up their own profile. They are going to answer questions. You are going to get those answers. You're going to be able to target those members, and you're going to reward them inside your club, inside your spa, and outside of the club and outside of the spa to get them to become loyal, to get them to pay their monthly dues, and to be rewarded properly for the actions. A lot of companies are cutting back on rewards. You shouldn't be. Promotion Vault's your answer. Trust me, this is real.
So talk about, and you touched on this, about, you know, your training program, and historically through the health clubs and the studio space, you know, a lot of instructors would jump around to different brands. So talk about how much you invest in your new instructors, how you think about them as either, you know, kind of partners. Is there exclusivity? Are you okay with them working at other locations? Or are they basically like an extension of your brand and they are kind of part of the team full time?
Yeah. So if we're investing, it's a little bit case by case basis. So we're recently transitioning. We used to have 100% in studio training model, and now we're seeing that it's very challenging to find this level of talent that we're looking for. So we've expanded and we're taking our training model in sort of a hybrid program where part of it, they can learn online the things that can be, you know, learned online. And then we're going to incorporate that in studio along with practice classes and lectures and seminars and stuff like that. So the onboarding process, you know, it is robust, and we are extremely selective. We don't, you know, it never say never, right? But for the most part, you know, our coaches are not interested in teaching on a reformer at other studios. They're exclusive with us. But when we do look at fitness professionals who do this full time, of course, you know, if they want to teach a different modality and they're part time with us, absolutely, you know, this is their livelihood. But we're getting into a position very shortly here where we're going to have three studios in one market with the Lexington opening very soon. So we're in a great position to make those full time hires. So, you know, people don't have to run around to four different companies to make ends meet, and they can, you know, make a solid living and teach between two, three studios of ours.
That's great. You know, when you talk about low impact, are you seeing a different type of clientele come in because they feel less intimidated by the marketing of low impact, or how is that kind of infused?
Oh, no, I think, the low impactness, it's great. We're seeing tons of, unfortunately, very injured people coming in through, you know, other group fitness classes. Very sadly, that makes me really sad that people are spending their money and getting injured, when that's obviously why we're working out, is to prevent injury. That's our mentality, is to sure. prevent injury, you know, get stronger, get those results that we're looking for aesthetically and all that good stuff. But yeah, no, people still come through these doors intimidated. The studio, you know, they look at the machine or they see the machine, and that's where the intimidation kind of rises from. But we overcome that very quickly. And as soon as they get on it and we go over the equipment with them and, you know, calm their anxiety and stuff like that, they get over it pretty quickly.
Got it. What are some of the, you know, success stories or, you know, journeys of members that came in? And, you know, obviously every modality has someone that says, you know, look, this has changed my life, or, you know, I had back pain and now I don't have it anymore. What are some of the takeaways that you've heard and seen?
Pete, if I went through the long list here, I mean, I can't even, I've seen, you know, we're talking physical, serious back injuries, you know, to, you know, people that have lost their husbands and we're here picking up the pieces to their souls. So yep. It is such a wide variety, but I tell my coaches this all the time. I tell them, I'm like, you are doing God's work on this floor and you are saving people's lives, and you may not realize it, but that's exactly what you're doing. You're probably saving more lives than a firefighter does on a daily basis.
Well, I'm a honorary battalion chief of the FDNY, and I'm sure they prefer to have you save them than them having to go there and do that. So thank you. That's appreciated. You know, when you take a look at the business model, and, you know, investors are always looking for new opportunities that have, you know, strong unit economics. You know, average unit volume is something that, you know, people key in on. How many reformers, you know, do you feel is the right amount, or that you can max out with one instructor? And, you know, how do you manage that from looking at square footage and sure. from what the optimal, like, experience is in with a space?
Sure. So our ideal space is about 2,500 square feet. I am not a believer that there should be more than 15 people on this machine in one class. Our first studio, Miami and Astoria have 13 machines. Our Brooklyn baby has 14, and we're going to cap out Manhattan with 15 in the group class. And then we have a private room as well to do those privates. So yeah, 15 is going to be the max. 13 is sort of the minimum, in my eyes, when we're looking at layouts and potential real estate opportunities, for sure.
Got it. And, when you look at this type of workout, obviously, you know, it's low impact, but it's, you know, high results for, you know, if you say price to value, you'd say like, you know, return on time, right? On a reformer is probably like your best return on time, which a friend of mine says to me all the time, uses that term in other instances. How many days a week is like the right amount?
I always recommend for our clients 3 days a week, 4 days if you're, you know, really serious and can work it out. And the best way to do it is every other day. We are a hypertrophy style workout. So with any good functional strength training that you're going to do, and you have that hypertrophy, your body does need to recover in order to, you know, not get injured and to get those optimum results. So your muscle is growing back and, you know, we can do this all over again the next day. So the ideal is every other day, 3 to 4 days a week maximum. I have seen incredible results with clients just coming in 1 to 2 days a week, but that really depends on their body fat more so. The leaner you are, the faster you're going to see the results, right? So, and that's just in anything, right?
Let me switch gears for a minute and let me know if you're thinking about this yet or what you think the potential opportunity is. You know, with these weight loss drugs like Ozempic, and it's referred to as GLP-1, one of the downside effects of taking these rapid weight loss drugs, which were originally designed for diabetes treatment, you know, are seeing like 15, 20 pounds lost in people's, you know, behavior and mindset change. I met with a friend about a month ago and he's like, I have to actually remind myself to eat. And the fact that that came out of his mouth is like, that would never come out of his mouth when we, you know, ordering pizza at 1:55 in the morning in college. So from a standpoint of, you know, the muscle loss or the need to do some kind of strength training or body toning with these weight loss drugs, which I think a lot of people are going to be on, have you seen any of that yet come? And do you think that the reformer might be like a huge opportunity?
Yeah, we have seen tons of our clients on these medications, you know, and people that are, you know, new clients that are coming in and either are on the medication or getting off the medication. But one thing that I have seen firsthanded is I do see that clients' energy levels have dropped. And I think that makes it a little bit challenging for them to carve out the time, and they're not eating a lot and their energies are lower and they're losing weight. So people are thinking, hey, I don't need to exercise, but it's actually not the case. And then, you know, they're losing all this weight, but they're not toning up, right, at the same time. And then they kind of want to come in after the fact. So my big recommendation is to continue your 2 to 3 days a week Form 50 programming, your regime, you know, get your B12 shots to give you that energy, set reminders so you're eating throughout the day, even if it's, you know, challenging or you don't have an appetite. We still got to get those nutrients in. And obviously to do this all under doctor's care. To answer that, I feel like a lot of it, if your question is has the business slowed down because of it,
I was actually thinking the opposite. I was thinking that people are going to be more aware that this is a side effect, and they're going to be told, and also in all the marketing or research about these drugs, you know, in every article, you know, they say here's all the benefits of it, and here's all the you know issues or concerns that you have to address. So I think people are going to be knowledgeable
With obesity, the more people tend to get that initial bit of weight loss off, their confidence to walk into a gym or a group fitness studio or Form 50 starts to, you know, go up. So I'm a big fan of it. If it's helping people and getting, you know, the obesity situation under control and putting people in a mindset of less impulsivity to eat, you know, make poor decisions in how they're eating and get them to walk through our doors, you know, I'm very for it.
This is Pete Moore. Here's the last tip for you of the podcast. We are partnered up with a company called Higher Dose, higherdose.com. They are the leader in workout recovery products, infrared technology, LED light masks, neck enhancers, and other products such as PEMF mats and sauna blankets. If you have not gotten on the workout recovery train yet, your time and your stop is now. You got to get these products in there before these workout recovery and spas end up saturating your market. Having your members walk out of the club and going into one of their locations for $200 per month where they're paying $39 to you. Let's become an expert in workout recovery if we are already an authority in workouts. Higher Dose, check it out. There's a wholesale code, and we look forward to helping you augment your products and services to meet the demands of your members. And hey, let's get people happy, healthy, and sweating, and the recovery should be just as good as the workout.
And then one other question related to, you know, current trends or current news that we're focused on is that there's been a change in the HSA FSA spending account usage. And there are several companies that are basically becoming a processing connector and issuing what's called letters of medical necessity, which is like the equivalent of, you know, getting a marijuana license. Like, you know, you say I'm stressed, okay, get a marijuana license, or you have back pain, you get a marijuana license. Now they're basically for within 20 minutes and for $40, you get a letter of medical necessity and start to use your HSA or FSA account that you have built up to go to workouts like yours or go to, you know, use it for a health club. So basically spending pre-tax dollars on your workouts. Have you seen that happen yet? Have you gotten solicited about having it, you know, HSA, FSA as like a, you know, checkout option?
Yeah, I think it's a really recent law
like 60 days.
Yeah, so I think it's still fairly early on. I'm excited for it. I think that the more awareness and the more people are able to exercise, the better and the more attainable it is. So we're here for it. We haven't had those requests yet, but hopefully they start rolling in and are we'll be on board with that for sure.
Great. And then my last question is, you know, for the entrepreneurs that are out there, one of the things that's unique about the high end of the fitness studio space is that most of the players have basically held their price. And especially in the Pilates and the reformer space, you don't see like a Planet Fitness type of, you know, business model out there or somebody trying to, you know, be the low cost provider of it. And obviously you're going into an old SoulCycle location in Midtown in May. I frequent that place at, you know, $35 a visit. So, you know, as you look at markets that you're going to go into, or if you look at, you know, the urge to maybe discount or lower the price, how do you as an entrepreneur kind of say, look, if I can't fill a couple of spots here, I'm fine. I'm not lowering the price to get higher volume, or that might not be a factor in somebody actually making a decision. What's your guidance on that to, you know, your old self or to a, you know, an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. I would say never lower your standards. I learned this from one of my mentors. I had a big problem with this because, you know, when I opened the Miami studio, there was a competitor, well, similar. It wasn't on a reformer, but they did first class free. And I was doing that because I'm new to the market and it worked for them. So is it going to work for me? And I'll tell you, it didn't work for me, not because we weren't getting people in, but because it didn't make me feel good giving away something for free, even if it's a first-time client. So we do a 2-for-1 kind of situation as an intro deal. And we also do a 2-week unlimited in our studios for trial deals. But my big advice is your price is your price. And, you know, our modality at 450, we deliver a premium experience. We're not letting off of that. And, you know, there's a particular client out there. We do run promotions and we do participate in ClassPass. That's kind of the most that we can offer. But, you know, out of desperation, there were times where, yeah, sure, I wanted to do that. But you have to stay in touch with yourself. You have to value what you have, know what you built, know your worth, and, you know, trust in the process and continue to attract what you see for your vision as an entrepreneur, right? That's going to be the most important thing. Don't discount just, you know, it's got to make you feel good, right? So we've done a few different things like to ramp things up. You know, I'd rather give away a free grippy sock in a promo than, you know, give a class away for free, because, you know, the experience in our coaching and what we deliver is so premium. And I stand behind that, that giving a discount for that, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, those are some words of wisdom to end your first official podcast. I think that was awesome. And, you know, please use our acronym HALO, because you are a quintessential HALO company, and invite us to the grand opening.
Absolutely. We will definitely invite you in May, 485 Lexington and 46th Street. We're going to have infrared saunas there. We have red light, body rollers, showers. It's going to be amazing. We're really excited and can't wait to see you there.
Awesome. All right. Well, look, it sounds like you got, you know, great mindset on running this operation. I think, you know, bootstrapping it through COVID, you know, you kind of feel like the progress that you made and the way you think about the strategy of the business, you know, that comes through. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing and helping thousands of people, and look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you so much.